While racial discrimination and segregation were a big part of life in America, a young Reverend James Cherry, pastor of Enon Missionary Baptist Church on Genesee Street, stepped onto one of the dozens of buses and vans leaving from Pennsylvania, carrying pastors and lay members to the nation's capital to take a stand for justice.
Dr. King was like Moses to us.
Symbolically leading the 1963 Negro to a promised land full of job opportunities and freedom.
We shall overcome. We must have sung that song 1,000 times, you know.
Religious leaders from both black and white churches to synagogues and dioceses joined forces from across the country to support Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the March on Washington. However, it was the black church that served as the basis of the civil rights movement. It was the only place where African Americans could freely gather, raise money, provide bus rides, and hand out information and picket signs. Reverend Cherry says his Western Pennsylvania church was that place.
We made all kinds of pledges and serving. Some people sold dinners and things like that. And we raised enough money that the people who got on the bus didn't have to pay. But some people gave anyways.
A few churches during that time were threatened, even bombed, for serving as these meeting places in the South. However, many pastors and church members stayed committed to King's vision, practicing nonviolence in hopes of freedom and equality. Some people are questioning whether that unity still exists today.
I think the black church now is stronger than it was then.
Reverend James Rivers, vice president of stakeholder relations of the NAACP, says that's in terms of voter registration and improving the treatment and acceptance of women preachers. Conversely, he says there's a misconception that tackling social issues is on the agenda of the black church.
Because so many pastors are not trained or educated in the social justice, either in academia, in theology, or in the education work anywhere. So one of the challenges we have is not that they would not do it, that they don't have training or an exposure to it. So we have to bring them in. That makes it more difficult. And I think the church has lost some of its zeal only because the number of clergy that thinks this is important is down from what it was.
This could explain the ambivalence I met when trying to reach out to more than a dozen local pastors about the anniversary of the March on Washington and the church's role in the civil rights movement. I ran into failed voice messaging systems and a number of unreturned phone calls. Reverend Cherry argues that the church is still very present in community matters, and there's a reason for the perception that they're not.
Our number one issue people forget of the Christian church is to present Christ. That's why we are who we are. And everything else splinters down from that.
Reverend Rivers says the gospel of Jesus is the message of justice.
The leaders of these churches don't have this as a part of their focus. They don't always see that there's no conflict between Jesus and justice. In fact, there's synonymity because our God is a God of justice.
We work together. We can't all make every meeting. We don't all make every meeting. But behind the scenes, we work together.
In fact, a handful of ministers from the Baptist Ministers Alliance sat around the table having a candid conversation last week about the problems with the Rochester City School District.
Now, we are concerned about the district simply because our children are not getting educated.
We need to sit in them classes, all the classes that's doing bad, and we need to pep talk them. We need to stay, like I'm here at this school tomorrow, he's at another school the next day, he's at another one, he's at another. We do a round robin and keep that going.
Good.
That's what we need to do.
King started the country on this journey of civil rights, encouraging each of us to find our own dreams, stand up for them, and work toward them. Carlette Claire, WXXI News.